We're going to be listening now live in Studio 2A to one of my favorite local singer-songwriters, John Daru. Right now, live in Studio 2A, John Daru.
Oh, the first cup of wine is to have a good time and to drink with our meal and to change how we feel. Oh, the second cup of wine has a taste that's divine and it's red as the blood of a cottonwood bud. The third cup of wine is for laughs and for smiles and to not even think that it's only the drink. Oh, the fourth cup of wine makes a memory rise and it brings on a chill, but we conquer our will. Oh, the fifth cup of wine is to look for a sign in the hands, in the eyes, in a touch or a sigh. Oh, the sixth cup of wine is to try and decide, do I want to invite anybody home tonight? Now the bottle is dry and you're trying to cry and life is no fun and you hate what you've done. No, I never believed that tomorrow would come, but I thought for tonight that I might be the one.
I'm just here in the studio, waiting for Dan to come in and interview me. And here's another song. It's about a raven that falls in love with a man.
Hello, says the raven, sitting on a chair. Once I courted a gentleman fair, but that was a fickle fellow, and he turned his back. Ever since then I've dressed in black. This mountain wasn't here before. I know it, This mountain wasn't here before, it seems to me. This mountain wasn't here before, I know it, I know it. This mountain wasn't here. The beauty of the morning must have enchanted me. I perched on top of the tallest tree. And presently I spied my man, a stranger to this place. And I fell in love when I saw his face. This mountain wasn't here before, I know it, I know it. This mountain wasn't here before, it seems to me. This mountain wasn't here before, I know it, I know it. This mountain wasn't here. Secrets in his beard, and his eyes were blue and pale and clear. I spoke to him so sweetly, confessing all my love. Oh, but all he saw was a turtle dove. This mountain wasn't here before, I know it, I know it. This mountain wasn't here before, it seems to me. This mountain wasn't here before, I know it, I know it. This mountain wasn't here. If all you see is earth, then know there is the sea. And don't be smitten as easy as me. Goodbye, says the raven, flying from the chair. Once I courted a gentleman fair.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. I am Dr. Dan, and I am here with John Daru. Whoa, thank you so much, John. I'm really, really enjoying the music. Let me just describe the setting right now. This is Studio 2A. It's a rather humble studio. John and I are here. Sometimes we have the studio full of 13, 14, 15 musicians. Not tonight. It's a quiet evening.
It's really nice to be here, Dan. Thanks very much. And I can only barely imagine this room with 13 or 14 people and instruments in it. But it's nice and spacious tonight.
It's spacious tonight. I'd like to talk about your music, John. There is a passion to your music. I'd like to talk about where that passion, where does it come from?
The passion. What do you mean by passion, Dan?
I mean the way that you sing. There's a force behind it, a fire behind that smooth voice of yours.
Thank you. I think what I try to do in music is take shared experiences and feelings. And so my songs are concentrated pieces of human, but also, well, I guess human experience and concentrated and focused. And so that is the feeling, I guess, and the passion that comes out in the songs when I do them.
There's a touch of the magical, too. That song was about a raven speaking to us, a story of a raven. Do you want to touch on the magical portions of your songs? Or would you call it that? I'm calling it that. Maybe
yes.
You don't call it that.
I know. No, I really appreciate that insight. I guess I'm very influenced by nature, and there's a lot of naturalistic imagery and details in my music. And that is something I try to express. And I believe, you know, animals have feelings, plants have feelings. It's kind of like all living world being. And so I think that's where that magical aspect comes from.
Have you always felt this, even from childhood?
Yeah, I think I've always felt it intuitively and tried to express it through my music, but I think it's only as I've gotten a little older that I'm able to really kind of formulate it more in my mind and express it.
It takes a certain amount of courage to express things that are not, and beliefs that are not commonly held.
Yes, I guess it does in all aspects of society and human endeavor. And I'm, you know, doing that in a very small way. But I think it's more, you have to be courageous and just be who you are, mostly. That's what takes the most courage. And, that's the best thing. So ultimately, it's what I have to do. So I do it.
How do you structure your life to have the time to write the songs that you write?
Oh, that is difficult in more recent years. But I do freelance work and play music on the side. And part of that, so I have kind of flexible time, so sometimes I can write, but not nearly as much as I'd like to.
When is your most creative time?
I think I'm kind of a night person, so I'm glad for the timing of this show. I was up in Flagstaff last weekend to play at the folk festival there, and I had to play at 1 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. That was unusual for me, but fun.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your new CD.
My new CD is called Lonesome Static, and it is songs inspired by and written in Western Montana and Missoula when I lived there, and I kind of refined them over the last few years and recorded them, and that's what it is.
So are these songs that were recorded earlier, or are they songs that you've recorded more recently but were written earlier?
Kind of both. They were written a few years before I moved to Tucson, but like I said, I kept refining them. And as I performed them over the years. And then a couple of years ago, I broke my hand, and they were recorded just before that. They were kind of, yeah, they were, I recorded them then, and then I broke my hand, and it's been a couple of years, and now I'm putting the CD out.
Much of your identity is in singing and in writing and playing your guitar. I'm taking it there was a time where you couldn't play your guitar when you broke your hand. How did that affect you?
That really deeply affected me. That was the first time since probably I was about 12 years old that I didn't play guitar almost every day. And I didn't play for about a year. And I kept writing little scraps of ideas on pieces of paper that turned into a mountain of scraps of paper, and consolidated them, some of them, into some new songs, which I'll play later on. But it affected me a lot, and there were definitely times when I thought I would just never play again. And I'm happy that I'm really blessed to be playing music still.
You're going to be having a CD release show. Tell me more about that.
Well, it's a private party, and the details are a little sketchy right now, but I believe it's going to be on July 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you can confirm that, yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, I can.
And I'm thinking it's going to be a very low-key affair, and there'll be more details to come, but what is that, Saturday, July 10th?
Saturday, July 10th.
Yes, yeah. And it's also going to be a birthday party, so it'll be great. I'm really looking forward to it.
How will people find out about it?
I'm not exactly sure how how the organizer wants to handle that.
Okay. You have a MySpace page, though.
Yes, I have a MySpace page.
So people could check out your MySpace page for more details as the time nears?
Yes, and I will be, I'll get the word out one way or another.
Good. I think we should move on to more music. I think it's time for more music.
Okay.
Let's hear a few songs, and then we can chat some more.
Okay. Maybe I'll play a couple more songs. I'll do a couple new songs. And then those first two I played were from the new CD. Now I'll do a couple new ones, okay?
Yeah. I'm Dr. Dan. This is Locals Only. We are live in Studio 2A on this June evening, 2010. It's, of course, June 28th. It's a Monday evening as John prepares to sing a few more songs from his brand new album, Lonesome Static. I am Dr. Dan. I'm here with John DeRue.
This is actually, I want to do a couple new songs. And I grew up in Michigan, and every year in elementary school, at least once, they would show us this movie, a Canadian movie called Paddle to the Sea. And Paddle to the Sea was this little canoe about a foot long, made out of wood, carved by a little boy, and there was a little Native American guy sitting inside of it. And the film shows the little boy, he carves the canoe all winter, and when the snow melts in the spring, he drops the canoe in a stream, and the film follows the canoe as it floats through the Great Lakes, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, past Detroit, out past Montreal, and to the ocean. And it goes over Niagara Falls, and it gets stuck in ice for about a year. And it goes through all these trials and tribulations, and it runs into some people and some animals. And many of the people that it runs into want to keep Paddle to the sea and take him home and put him on the shelf or something. But the little boy carved on the bottom of the canoe, "Please put me back in the water. I am Paddle to the Sea." So Paddle to the Sea had a journey that he was on, and a couple years ago, a very, very dear friend of mine found that this movie was now newly available and got it for me, and I hadn't seen it in many years, and I wrote the song about Paddle to the Sea. Kind of with the message that when we meet people on their journey in life, we should help them on their journey rather than sidetrack them with our own selfish interests. In other words, put them back in the water. So, paddle to the sea.
Memory, ever ours to keep, return him to the water, he is paddled to the sea. Miracle, ever ours to keep, return him to the water, he is paddled to the sea. Here, hold him in your hand and touch his face. Disappear, gliding in some lonely hidden place, gone without a trace. Merciful, ever ours to be, return him to the water, he is paddled to the sea. Myriad places you could be, return him to the water, he is paddled to the sea. Return him to the water, he is paddled to the sea. Return him to the water.
Okay, this one is another new song. It's called Phoebe.
dead blue, a body bruise. Hear the church bells ring. Phoebe, grieve with me. I'll see you again in the spring. Leave all of it alone, live life. Viva la vida, long live life. Viva la vida, long live life. Viva la vida, long live life. Deep lakes, bone breaks, the morning cloak floats down. Phoebe, pray with me now for seeds we've sown in the ground. Viva la vida, long live life. 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 Viva la vida, long live, long live, long live life.
Point 3, KXCI, Tucson. I'm Dr. Dan, and this is Locals Only. I'm in Studio 2A. This is live radio right now. I'm here with John DeRue. He has a brand new CD that he is releasing now. It's called Lonesome Static. And he's playing us some songs from that CD, and he's playing some brand new songs that may or may not have yet been recorded. Of course, they're being recorded tonight.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
The new songs I'm trying to do, or I'm doing, a series of little, like, sort of digital 45s or even 78s. Some of them are more like, you know, blues songs from the 30s or something. So I'm recording the new songs kind of in pairs and kind of, you know, releasing them, so to speak, you know, on the internet. And that pair is going to be my next the last two songs I played, that's going to be the next one. So,
well, as you know, if you like the recording from tonight, you can release these from the recording you just made.
Wow, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, yeah. I love it when that happens.
Yeah,
I love it when artists or bands use the work that we're doing here to get their music out there.
Yeah, nothing like doing it live on the airwaves.
That's true. That's true. So let's remind everyone about your CD and tell us just a little bit more about it.
It's called Lonesome Static. It's 15 original songs, some ballads, some story songs inspired by my times in Western Montana, songs I've refined over the years and recorded a few years back. And the cover is designed by Michael Serpy at Home Recorded Culture. Worked with him on that. And my dear friend Stephanie Frostad Montana artist let me use her very beautiful oil painting called Night Navigators for the cover. So there's a really beautiful piece of art on the cover. It's a bluebird migrating at night and with some mountains, and it's kind of walking at midnight.
John, I've already mentioned the passion that I feel in your music, but it's a quiet passion. There's also a sense of silence that comes through your music, the space between the notes. Do you have any comment about that?
I think that's a sort of existential dilemma that I've always been trying to get at in my music, is, or just any art, you're just trying to express something that, I don't know, is essentially mysterious and unexplainable, but we do the best we can. And my songs are definitely often reflective and thoughtful, and so sometimes they end up being gentle and quieter.
There's one more thing that I've been picking up from your music, and there's a pop sensibility in there. There is something kind of like ABBA there, coming through, very melodic. Do you sense that too?
Well, I love a lot of different kinds of music, and I've listened to and been influenced by a lot of different music over my life. Growing up, I sang a little bit in church when I had to go to church. And I listened to the oldies radio growing up, and 60s pop music has always been my first love. I remember getting pots and pans out of the kitchen and just like playing them and really making a racket and singing Hang On Sloopy and songs like that. And I love pop music. And so I think when you're writing songs, it's just kind of a trick of, not really a trick, but a craft of putting the words with the music so that they blend very well together. Like somebody might write on a scrap of paper, "Wild thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy." And taken as that, it's not much. But the Trogs, you know, when you put those or Jimi Hendrix, when you put those chords in the ocarina solo or the Hendrix solo, and so it's really powerful. Songwriting is a really powerful mix of putting right words with the right music so that they blend together and make something totally its own.
Absolutely true. And you're really good at it.
Thank you.
I've always thought that you should be famous, John. I've always thought, you know, first of all, you've got a great name, John DeRue. You should be a rock star. You should be.
Okay.
And of course, along with the great name, you know, great songs. I always enjoy listening to you. You've played the folk festival for many years in a row.
Yes, I've done that. Tucson has a great folk festival, really good people. It's getting so big. And like I said, I was just up in Flagstaff for their folk festival, and that was really nice. Different from the Tucson one, very low key. And yeah.
Why Tucson?
Well, I'd like to say, as Bogart said in Casablanca, "I came here for the waters." And then Claude Rains says, "The waters? We have no waters here. We're in the desert." And then Bogart says, "I guess I was misinformed." But that's not the real reason I came to Tucson. I guess at some point I was casting about for a place to live and wanted to find a sunny, warmer place with some good culture and some good nearby nature, and Tucson seemed to fit that bill. So, but the other story sounds better.
I was curious, were you going to play your monsoon song tonight? Was that on your list of things that you might play?
I could play that
or
one.
Or your dolphin collar song. Was that on your list of things to play?
That is on my CD, Porpoise Calling, Flathead Lake, and yeah, I would.
So
I
Porpoise
maybe
Calling is on the CD.
It is, yeah.
I love that song.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, I think people should buy your CD just for that one song, and yet you have 14 more on there.
That's right. It's value added.
Yeah. Have you done much reading about Zen beliefs or thought? Because there seems to be that naturalistic but mystical line of thought coming through some of your songs.
Long time ago, I studied Buddhism and Native American religions. It's funny you bring up the Porpoise Calling song, because the kernel of that song, and this is an example of songwriting, just how sometimes you find a phrase and you think that is going to be a really good song, or somehow you have some sort of connection with it and you realize there's a song there. There's a song in there. If I go to buy a bottle of wine, I look for one with a song in it. And so I feel more like I'm the conduit through which the songs come, rather like I maybe assemble them, but they're out there to be found if you put yourself in the right situations. But the Porpoise Calling song, many, many years ago, I had to read a very long Prajnaparamita Sutra on emptiness. And there was some story in there about a guy, and his job was, he was a porpoise caller. His job apparently was hanging out on the beach and calling porpoises. And I just thought that was really beautiful and really musical. And sometime later, I kind of put the song together. It has a lot to do with fishing with my father when I was a little kid. And that was really where I really first got that sort of sense of mysticism in nature, being out on a boat in a lake as a little kid, and just all the amazing things about nature, the sensuality, the growth, the living, breathing world. So, yeah.
I think it's time for more songs.
Maybe I should play that Porpoise Calling song.
Maybe you should. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. I love listening to it every time. You're listening to John DeRue. He's singing songs from his new album, Lonesome Static, and some other songs that have just been recorded. I'm Dr. Dan, and this is Locals Only. We're live in Studio 2A.
Have to tune down for this one. At sea and
sing down at the dock sides and lure them in with bluebells. Bluebells from a mountain that no porpoise ever sees. The buzzing air is full of hummers. Then summer's got its flowers. I'm singing for a dolphin across the amethyst waves. But so far there's no dolphin, just those intricate ways. Fish for perch. Gold swimmers below the docks. They eye the red horizon, and night is on our shoulders. And I haven't seen a porpoise, but I've been with old men fishing.
Maybe I'll do that song about the pre-monsoon and the monsoon here that we have in southern Arizona. And I thought it might be starting tonight as I arrived at the station. It was really blowing, and I thought I saw a little bit of lightning way out in the East Valley. But it was just blowing dust. Every time you put a capo on a guitar, it always goes out of tune. So this song is kind of, it's about the pre-monsoon when it gets really, really hot in June, and people, at least in my neighborhood, they go a little nuts. You know, there's the heat, and it's dry, and everyone's just waiting for the rain, and then it finally comes. So this is about that sort of like amped up energy before the monsoon hits, and then the release when the big thunderstorms come.
Sweet release, and heck yes, can you guess when the sky will bring us some peace? And the rain delay, coyotes will say, and when the thunder breaks, whatever it
KXCI, locals only. I'm Dr. Dan. I'm here with John DeRue. John, we have time for one more song.
How long of a song?
I'd say about
4 minutes or so.
I can tell a little story and sing a short song with no guitar, just harmonica and voice.
Sounds great, John. We're celebrating the release of John DeRue's brand new album. It's called Lonesome Static. The release will be on July 10th. Get together. You can check out his MySpace page. Just search for John DeRue in Tucson.
As I said, I used to live in Montana, and if you live there and you go outdoors hiking, you have to deal with the presence of the grizzly bear, top of the food chain. And the U.S. Forest Service puts out these pamphlets, and the name of the pamphlet is Bears Don't Like Surprises. And in the pamphlet, it gives you hints on what to do in grizzly country to stay safe. And what you're supposed to do is make a lot of noise. Clap your hands, sing, talk loudly. So I wrote a song to sing while you're hiking in grizzly country to let the bears know you're coming. And the name of the song is Ursus Horribilis, which is the Latin taxonomical name for the grizzly bear and literally means horrible bear. So, Ursus Horribilis. Ursus Horribilis, we beseech thee, grant us a pleasant hike today. Ursus Horribilis, we beseech thee, please let us hike through your territory. We've read Mr. Ranger's brochures all about how you're fond of odors. So we took a bath for good luck and left the peanut butter, smoked cheese, and beef jerky in the truck. Yeah. We beseech thee. Ursus Horribilis, please don't eat me. We know how fast you can run, and we haven't brought any guns, no. We give you our most sincere and respectful applause. Hey, bear, hey, bear, hey, bear. So that we will not feel your claws, oh. We beseech thee. Ursus Horribilis, we beseech thee, please, oh please, oh please, oh please, oh please, oh please, stay away. Paranoia!